Hi, I'm Will Robinson and welcome to the official Crystal Palace podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee. Stirs are a proud local partner and hot drink supplier to the Eagles, supporting a more sustainable South London. Whether you're at the match or watching from home, try their great-tasting coffee and hot chocolate by visiting shop.cpfc.co.uk. And the best part? A portion of the proceeds goes straight to the Palace for Life Foundation. Supper cuppa to help young South Londoners. Perfect. Now sit back and enjoy the official Crystal Palace podcast. Good morning and welcome to day three of Tour Daily on the Crystal Palace podcast, and it's a big one. It's match day. Palace take on Liverpool at the National Stadium at 1:35 British time in the evening here in Singapore, and so we've got all the essential pre-match listening for you, including the thoughts of Patrick Vieira and Sean Derry. Plus we'll hear snippets from a very special event at the British High Commission, a meeting between the first teamers and some passionate Singapore-based Palace fans, and the squad answering a tricky on-the-spot question. But let's start on match day by hearing the thoughts of the manager himself, Patrick Vieira, who spoke about the difficulty of taking on Liverpool even in pre-season and the chance for academy players to make a bit of an impression.
There is no easy game playing against Liverpool. I think we're facing a team that will be there at the top to challenge for the title, and will be there, I believe, to challenge for winning the Champions League. So, like you said, this is a preparation that will give us and give me as a manager a really good idea about where we are. And I think this is a really good game preparation for us. And of course, we know how difficult and challenging that game will be, but we are in preparation and we will learn a lot tomorrow about where we are and which part of the game that we need to focus on, because the objective and the main focus for us is to be ready for the first game of the season. We bring some young players, and I think for them that will be a really good experience. Some of them traveling that far for the first time, how they're going to deal with the time difference, with the flight, those kind of experience, I think, will make us learn a lot about them, about to deal with those kind of changes that we can face in the next couple of days.
Also feeling positive was first team coach Sean Derry, who believes the Liverpool game is a chance to build on the hard work already done this pre-season.
This is pre-season, of course, in a different environment. You know, the heat's obviously going to be a big test for both teams. But for us, it's getting back on the grass again and backing up what's been, I think, you know, the first two games, the ones back home, were everything that we wanted them to be in terms of numbers, match minutes. And now, you know, we're getting into some serious opposition, which is what we're going to be facing in under a month's time.
Now, Sean was speaking at a very special event for Palace as the club was invited to the British High Commission in Singapore alongside Liverpool, and both brought legends along with them, with Sean joined by Mark Bright for Palace and Liverpool bringing Ian Rush and Sammy Hippier.
It's incredible, unbelievable what football, the doors that football can open. So we've just come to the High Commissioner's office and visited the young kids, basically, come to put ourselves in the picture and speak to the relevant people that work in and around this environment. But the big thing is just mixing in the community, which is a massive part of what we're out here for. Just speaking to one or two inside there, you know, it was at the Hillsborough game, and then they're now talking about what the last 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years has looked like for Crystal Palace. And you know, this is remarkable that we can now mix in these circles, which is everything that Crystal Palace wants to be.
But Palace had an extra surprise for the kids, with Tyreek Mitchell, Malcolm Ebue and Odson Edouard arriving to cast an eye over training, something for which the High Commissioner herself was incredibly grateful.
My name's Cara Owen and I'm the British High Commissioner to Singapore. So I think they were super kind. They're here to do a job, to play football, and the fact that they took a bit of time out of their schedule to come along here to be with us, I was really grateful. Aren't they great fellas? The crowds will be really excitable. It's been a long time since we've had live football, English Premier League, 3 years since we've had clubs here. So everybody's very excited. It's the talk of the town this week. I would expect the stadium to be full and quite noisy, but also quite a bit hot.
Well, what a special event to be involved in for everyone at the club. Now, it's been a busy time in Singapore, and that wasn't the end of Palace's time out in the community. Now, you may not have known this, but the Eagles have some committed fans out here. And down in Robertson Quay, they gather to watch games and have done so for years. It's where many remember watching the 2013 playoff final. So what a reward it was for them when Luka Milivojevic, Joachim Andersen and Mark Bright came down to say hello.
Noah, how are you finding your time in Singapore so far?
No, it's been nice to be here. Really warm. We had a good session today, so we're really looking forward to the game on Friday. And we're just delighted to start the preseason.
I just didn't say in the beginning, I just want to thank you all for coming to give us kind of support. And it's really nice to see that Palace has fans all over the world. Here in Singapore, the city is beautiful, so I'm sure that you enjoy.
There were plenty of questions from the audience, including a toughie. Who's the hardest player to face in training?
Wilfred is really, really, really good, one against one. I think Wilfred is really, really difficult to play against and obviously a fantastic player. So
for me, I would say, I think Eze is brilliant. He was brilliant last year, even this year he improved even more. So he's a very tough opponent, to be honest, to play against, because he's very good on the ball, very quick in first two steps. So very technical player and very strong, to be honest. So.
But it wasn't just Joa and Luka in the spotlight. Brighty's fans were certainly in the house.
Mark Bright, I always remember you. One thing I remember you was that the goal that you smashed into the Liverpool net in the 1990, palm you back in. That was the best one I like.
Not so much a question, more someone that Brighty paid.
But there's more. If two first-teamers and a club legend weren't enough, how about one final special guest?
Fans of Singapore, please make some noise for the man who helped us to promotion, Mr. André Moritz.
I always tell everybody that Palace was a very special club for me. It is a very special club. You can see the way they treat me over here. And when they get to Singapore, the first person they call to be here, it was me. So for me, it's an honor. You know, it doesn't matter how long I've played, how many games I've played. I think Palace will be forever in my heart, and I think what I did, it will be in past Palace history. It can be this small, but it will be there for sure, forever.
Well, what a night for those fans in Singapore, and one I'm sure they will never forget. And finally, with kickoff fast approaching, how about some really important business? Here it is again, Debatable is back. And today's question, would you rather be too hot or too cold? The voices you're about to hear are Tayo Adeyemola, Jack Butland, Remy Matthews, Jordan Ayew, and Odson Edouard.
Too hot. Because when you're too cold, you can't feel your feet, your head hurts, fingers cold, you need gloves, but the gloves ain't even working. You fall on the floor and it's cold. Your hands are all cold, your body's cold. Nah, hot.
Too cold for me. Yeah, warm up. Just too hot is ugly. Too cold.
No, too hot. I'm African. Too hot, bro.
Too cold.
Too cold?
Yeah.
Why's that?
Because when it's too hot, it's too hot.
Insight and analysis from Eddie at the end there. Well, that's all we have time for this morning. Match day is here, so make sure you're tuned in on Palace TV Plus to see all the action from the National Stadium. Remember, you can grab yourself a Palace TV Plus subscription by heading to the Palace website. Stay tuned to all the club's channels during the game for live updates and behind-the-scenes footage, and we'll be back on Tour Daily tomorrow morning. This podcast was brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee.